You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Just to end off the show, let's get a quick update from the Zondo Commission, the State Capture Commission, focusing back on state-owned entities and Eskom. We're due to see the former Eskom CEO, Machela Koko, later today. Gay Davis watching that one for us. Gay, who's on the stand at the moment and what are they saying?
Hi, Mandy. Yeah, at the moment, we've got the former senior fuel resourcing manager, Dr. Ayanda Nteto. She's continuing evidence that she started giving yesterday. This today focused on Eskom's approach to the Gupta-owned company Tegeta, which, as you know, bought Optimum Coal Mine from Glencore. Now, according to Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, Dr. Nketa's evidence is important because they're trying to get to the bottom of an allegation that before the mine changed hands, Eskom took a very hard line on Optimum Coal Mine, and that they were complaining that they were operating under a contract that had very harsh requirements and wanted Eskom to accommodate them. But Eskom, once Brian Molefe came back on board as the CEO, took a really hard line against them. However, once there was a change of ownership and Tegeta, the Gupta-owned company, was involved, Eskom's attitude suddenly turned to become very favourable to them. Now, Nteto's told the inquiry that she granted extended temporary relief by 3 months to Tegeta, which had already enjoyed about 10 months of temporary relief relating to meeting its contractual obligations in terms of the volume and quantity of coal, or quality of coal, from Optimum. Sometimes miners hit bad patches, and these are quite normal practice to sign a temporary release saying that you can provide us, you know, with quality and volume of coal that would otherwise breach your contract, but it's fine, we understand, we're working with you on this. So she says that she did that, but Tegeta failed to meet even the minimum requirements as laid down in that temporary relief. And so penalties were imposed on them. The mine was not paid for coal received and went into business rescue shortly afterwards.
Gay Davis, EWN reporter, having a look there at what's happening at the Zondo Commission.